1. Zula.
My name is Zula, the name my father gave me an hour before I was born. On that day, as I journeyed into the world, Pa saw the light of the evening star in the sky. The planet Venus was turning to play with Jupiter, and struck by her brilliance, Pa stood and stared. He's a healer, a shaman, with an intuition so mighty he navigates pathways between this realm and another glazed with stardust and spirit. Entranced, goosebumps pimpling his arms, Pa decided I would be called Zula. Along with my name came an awakening, confirmed by Venus' smile that night. From the beginning, Pa believed that my sisters and I were destined to shape the world. I would be one of three, a pride of sisters, born in different hemispheres, in forest, desert, and by water. Together, we would dance with creation and replenish it. The first time he told me the story of my birth, Pa described the scene as if he could still see it. The sun setting over snow-capped peaks burned the Altai Mountains gold. The foothills beneath glowed, so much so that a flat stretch of scrubland in front of it shone.
"Even the air seemed to sparkle," Pa said. "Without a horse's breath of wind, the world stood still and glimmered like kindling. Grasses, bushes, trees, all of it, from the faraway mountains to our homestead. That summer we were camped beside a lake, Zula. At the water's edge, our horses and camels were grazing. In wolf light, water that flickers blue in the day takes on a haunted purple hue. Dogs feel the heat of fangs in their teeth, and cows, butting like bulls, recall the maul of horns on their heads. That's when you burst into our lives, my daughter."
I was born after the big winter thaw at the start of the grazing season. Mongolia, my home, is a land of mountains, lakes, and sky, an ocean of sky. We're nomads, often on the move.